Chapter 1. The Canadians have returned, Siren announced at dinner. They still gathered for meals, but now it was rarely all of them. The work schedules had shifted over the last 2 months since New Year's, and every time they did, Beatty and Astrid's conflicted more with the rest, so they were often absent for days. Mallow still worked at the clinic. Her time was taken more in the winter with the normal respiratory ailments, and the panic people still felt that this was the return of the plagues. Lena and Siren had the more 9-to-5 shifts. Still a teacher, she'd come to remember the joys and disappointments of her job. Siren had moved steadily up in Trixie's staff, going from what was essentially an intern to running her schedule and meeting the people who found their way to Pearl 2 looking for shelter. Everyone had settled into routines that felt like home. Lena found herself wondering if there were trade possibilities with Pearl 2 and these mysterious Canadians. Their earlier suspicions faded as weeks passed without any hard proof. Was anyone surprised? Lena asked. She passed the basket of whole wheat buns to Scott. Tick was across from her, next to Siren. Regular trip, he said. I looked back and they stop here every 3 or 4 months. He looked up at her. She was still surprised at how he'd lost the bedraggled looks of the road so quickly. Trixie had given him new clothes and beauty products to smooth out his skin again. The broken arm had healed completely a month ago. I like the sound of stable trade, she said. We should try to meet them. Maybe they know what's happening on the East Coast. Boats could make a big difference on the lakes and seaboard. If no one is interested in building unity, maybe trade is the first step. I'll see what I can do, he said, like he was some kind of ambassador. There were very few old men in leadership these days. The old had died at high rates. Today, most of the jobs they held were gone. No president, no need for CEOs or ambassadors or generals or... She didn't want to keep listing holes the plagues had torn through their lives. Thanks. Let's try to get everyone together soon. It's time to talk about leaving, she said. Pearl, too, was getting too comfortable. The winter had been mild, and Lena wanted to get back to their purpose before it would be too hard to leave. I'll organize the shifts for next week, Siren said, and I'll see if we need to give Trixie time to replace us. We're free to leave when we want, Tick said. Luis is ready. We could move to him and stay there. Yes, that's the agreement. I just thought we might want to make it easier to keep good relations by not dropping everything. Siren's whine was back in his voice. Lena was torn between relief that he was still young enough to act like a child and despair he would never truly grow up. She didn't have to waste time making him act more like an adult. He was Nicolette's problem. Siren was not joining them at the farm. He'd be back in the cult soon enough. It makes sense to at least try to hand over our responsibilities, rather than just run, she said. But we won't delay beyond that. It's a long way home, and we might not get there this year if we leave here too much later. The fear that they would be snowbound and die of hypothermia rose again. It had dogged them the whole way from the farm to Portland. That and running out of food and clean water, or running into a gang of raiders, or falling ill, or getting injured. So much of it happened as they traveled east that Lena wouldn't risk it happening again. Are they trading anything this time? Scott asked. I know the West Coast and East Coast are completely different, but it might be nice to know what kind of things these guys value. I haven't seen the goods yet. In a couple of days, I should have enough information to answer that. I will be identifying possibilities for Nicolette as well, Siren said. I am her representative, remember? Lena took a bite of her food to hide the grin. He was right, but he'd shown no sign of distance from Trixie, acting more as her agent than Nicolette's. Then we agree? Dinner in the next couple of days to plan our leaving? Scott asked. I'm going to be happy to get away from the foundry work. Riding all day has its downsides, but every hour I spend in that place, I'm waiting for some pile of metal to fall on me. Or watch it happen to someone, Tick said. I think we should spend some time relearning our archery skills, too. We all should, Lena said. We'll talk to Beatty and Astrid about setting it up when we're all together.